Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 59th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 43 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Sometimes it refers to Jacob as Jacob. Then it refers to him sometime as Israel. And this chapter refers to him as Israel, often in Jacob. Why is that? Why is it sometime that it's referred to Israel? He's referred to as Israel, which, remember, God, when he wrestled God and Jacob touched him and I've seen the face of God. Remember that story? And God told him, well, your name's no longer Jacob. It's now Israel. Well, why do you think that sometimes Scripture refers to him as Israel? And sometime it refers to him as Jacob. I believe there's a reason for that. Same reason, let me backtrack here. In our King James Bible, and I'm a King James Bible man through and through, and there are no mistakes in our Bible. Amen? If there's a mistake, it's in your head. It's not in the Word of God. They even talk about how people would, some of these great Bible scholars and commentators, and you know how I define a commentator. They're just commentators. Okay, and they just put down a piece of paper what they think. And they would tell you, and I've seen many people write this, that they misinterpreted Scripture when it said Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. When they give the, sometime in the third person of the Trinity, sometimes the Bible refers as the Holy Spirit. Other times it refers to the Holy Ghost. And some of these wise men say, well, the translators misinterpreted that. And it should either have been Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, the Word of God is pure. Every word. So, preacher, why is it sometimes it's used Holy Spirit? And so why the Holy Ghost? I'm glad you ask. The Holy Ghost is a part, when we look at the triunity of the Godhead. Let me give you a verse. I got to get through this, okay? Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When we talk about the triunity of the Godhead, the name of the third person of the Trinity, the triunity, is the Holy Ghost. You see it often in the New Testament when it speaks of his personage. And he is a person. He's a real being. And he's a spirit. We understand that. But he's real. Third person of the Trinity. When it speaks of him as a person, he's named the Holy Ghost. When it speaks of his work, the working of the Holy Ghost, the fruits of the Spirit. When it speaks of his work, the things the Holy Ghost does, okay? For instance, the fruit of the Spirit, it says the Holy Spirit. Are you following? So when you read that, every time it's so, when it says Holy Ghost, it's referring to the third person Trinity in his name. That's his name. When you see the Holy Spirit, that's referring to the work. The work of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Spirit. Are you following? Whether you believe that or not, it don't matter to me. You know, you've been wrong before. Okay, but anyway, it's a great explanation of why the Holy Spirit is sometimes used and Holy Ghost is sometimes used. Same thing is true with Jacob and Israel. Why sometimes is it referred to as Jacob and sometimes he's referred to as Israel? Well, when it speaks of Jacob, obviously, even before he had that wrestling match with God, it spoke of him being in the flesh. When he puts this name Israel out here, check it out. It's true. Check it again. It talks about the spiritual side of him, how he becomes more faithful. Okay? In other words, he's trusting God then. He's not in the flesh. Now he's trusting God and God's plan and all. So there's so much here that we go deeper with all this. But just kind of an outline, there's a reason that sometimes he's named Jacob and sometimes he's named Israel in Scripture. And that's the reason from my own study he's done that. Anyway, let's move on. Is that boring to y'all?
No.
Okay. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me as to tell the man... I love that. Whether ye yet had a brother, and they. Now notice it went from Judah, who was a spokesman, to they. Now all the brothers got involved, and they said, the man. I love that. Every time I think of that, did y'all ever watch that movie? That prison movie, what's his name? And they called him the prison guard. He was the man. No, there's one older than that. I shouldn't have got off on that rabbit trail. But anyway, it was like Cool Hand Luke or something like that. Was he in the prison? Wasn't that prison? Okay. And they called it, they were in prison, they called it The Man. Well, anyway, that's when I see Read The Man, I think of that. That's awful carnal. I shouldn't have brought that into this lesson. But anyway, you see that? They said, The Man asked us straightly of our state, of our story, and our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? And have you another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? Literally, we had no idea what he was thinking. Verse number 8. And Judah said unto Israel, his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. Let me read verse number 10. And I will be surety for him, of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not to thee and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever, except we have lingered. Surely now we've returned this second time. Interesting. Jacob told his boys, why did you have to mention Benjamin when you were down there? What's wrong? Why did you even mention Benjamin? And of course, hindsight's always 20/20, is it not? And the brothers replied, hey, how could we have known what the man had in mind? We didn't know. And Judah said, Dad, let Benjamin go. If he doesn't go, we're all going to die. And we're all going to starve to death. He has to go. And then Judah said, I will be his surety. The word surety means his safety, his security. I will be personally responsible for Benjamin, and I will be held accountable if he does not return. If he doesn't return, he can hold me accountable. Interesting. Well, in verse number 10, interesting how Judah phrases this. I kind of paraphrased it. Dad, quit messing around. We need to go. We could have been back by now if we hadn't had all this hassle. Obviously, they've been discussing for a while about going to get corn. And I'm not going without Benjamin. Well, you're not taking Benjamin with you. And that's why in verse number 10, he says, surely now we return this second time. We could have been there and back. That's what he's saying here, if you'd let us go. And here we are, been discussing this, and we need to go. Quit fooling around in verse number 11. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take all the best fruits in the land in your vessels and carry them down. Carry down the man. I love that. I'm going to underline every time that word the man's in my chapter. I hadn't done that. I'm going to do that. The man. A present. A little balm. A little honey. Spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. Before we go any farther, remember this is what he did for Esau. Remember when he left Laban? With his whole family, and he traveled, and he knew he was going to see Esau, and the servant said, Esau's out there with all his men. And remember, Jacob got all these nice presents together, try to butter him up a little bit, you know. Well, that's what he was going to do here with the man, with carry these presents. And verse number 12, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand, peradventure, it was an oversight, and take also your brother, Benjamin. Go ahead and take him, and arise and go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send you away, that he may send away your other brother. Notice he didn't say Simeon. His mind was not on Simeon. His mind, make sure the other brother. I love this. And Benjamin, and if I be bereaved of my children, then I am bereaved. Literally what he's saying here, Jacob, Israel said, I guess you're right.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. May 30th, to hear 11th Hour live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday evening, May 30th at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.